Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Soul in the City. This is Linda Molly Muhammad, and I am your host today. Today we'll be talking about beating the blues. For a lot of people, the holidays not bring about the joy and all of that, but it becomes a time of loneliness and sadness. So we just want to talk about some things to explain depression, what it is, how to beat that, and as Christians, how we can overcome the overcomer. Some of those are signs and symptoms that spiritually you're in a place maybe that can overcome through Christ. So we're going to start off the show with a little music, as we often do sometimes. Sit back, relax, call in at 760-695-1120 or chat in with me if you choose. Go to some music right now.
Oh,
Well, as Mary says, in the morning, you'll be all right. In the morning, the sun's going to shine. And I just want to follow with that sentiment, because it is true. A lot of times when we are suffering from depression, we kind of feel like that there is not going to be a better time, that we're going to be stuck in this rut, and that is not so. I just want to start off with a little scripture, James 1, 2 through 5. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives it to us all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given unto you. So basically what James is saying, that, you know, when we're going through trials and testing as Christians, we should count that as joy, because he will surely bring us through that. And he will bring us through if we endure, if we praise our way through, if we are prayerful about our way through, if we are contemplative about how to get through this trial, and if we seek the counsel of others. So those are some things. So let's kind of get into our discussion a little bit about depression and what that is. And depression is that sad, lingering feeling, that just that sadness that you're not going to get through, that you feel helpless and alone, and that you can't shake that. It lasts more than a day or so. What I'm going to be talking about mostly is situational depression versus chronic depression. And I do want to say here that situational depression is usually there's some kind of situation that you've gone through that brought you to a place of helplessness and hopelessness. You just don't know how you're going to get through the situation. Chronic depression is a place where you stay there. And if you are suffering from chronic depression, I do encourage you to seek help. You know, there is nothing wrong with us getting help. I do, you know, encourage that, as we are Christians, and some of us who are not, that spiritual counselors are a lot. Christian spiritual counselors could be a really good asset, but whoever, get someone that you can trust, that is reputable, and that you make a connection with, so that you can talk to very openly and have an open dialogue about. And some of the signs and symptoms of depression is that constant sadness that I was talking about, irritability, hopelessness, feeling worthless or guilty for no reason, loss of interest in favorite activities. And some of the physical symptoms are trouble sleeping, low energy or fatigue, you're sleeping a lot or you're sleeping too much, significant weight change and difficulty with concentrating and that kind of thing. And I just wanted to put in there, when are the symptoms so severe that you need to call a doctor or seek some medical professional help? And that is when you are having thoughts about suicide or dying, you've made attempts to commit suicide, you have a new or worse onset of depression, a new or worse onset of anxiety, feeling very agitated and restless, you're having panic attacks, you're acting aggressively to yourself or others. Those are times when you really are being violent. You have dangerous impulses or extreme increase in activity and talking, unusual mood shifts and change. Again, the insomnia, worse irritability than usual. All of these are symptoms that you might need to seek some professional medical psychological help. And I always want to say here that it is no shame in seeking help from somebody. God has gifted a lot of people to help people through certain situations, and there is no shame in seeking that help when you need it. And some tips on how to get through those, I'm talking more about those blues, that you know, you're going through a tough spot, you've had a difficult trial, and you find yourself feeling hopeless, helpless, and that kind of thing. That's what I'm focusing on today. First of all, learn about depression and what that is. We're having a show today about that so that you can, you know, just really get a sense of what that is. There is so much information online and other places, books, that kind of thing. Get information about it. Our people perish for the lack of knowledge, so make sure that you're knowledgeable about it. Be patient. Sometimes getting through the symptoms and getting to the other side of that depression is going to take some time, some energy on your from yourself, some self-reflection. So be patient as you go through this process of healing. Take time to find the right treatment. Though medication for some people may be an answer, so I'm not disregarding medication, but don't let medication alone be your end-all, be-all. There's other things you can do. Try to get some social support. Cultivate your social support systems, your friends, your family, your church family, your pastors. Talk to people. Talk about it. Make sure that these are people that you can trust, who won't go about spreading your business to everybody. You know, make sure these are trustworthy people. There's some lifestyle changes that you can make, making sure that you have a spiritual support system. You know, I don't make any qualms here. I'm Christian, but I honor all faith traditions. So in your faith tradition, make sure that you have the spiritual support that you need. Counseling, as I talked about others. You know, changing your health habits. Are you eating healthy? Are you sleeping enough? Make sure that you're eating, sleeping, and those kind of things, and doing that as with a healthy lifestyle. Are you exercising? Now found in studies that exercise boosts the serotonin levels and endorphins in our body and releases that feel-good feeling. So make sure that you're doing that, that you're eating properly and eating well, small, balanced meals. There is some studies that show that nutrition has something to do with depression and what you're putting in your body. And also there's natural supplements out there, which I am not plugging any kind of medication, but there's plenty of education and resource regarding natural supplements and depression and that kind of thing. And make sure that you're reducing the stress in your life. Now, to me, when you reach a point of that sadness and that kind of thing, you're lonely or whatever, it's a good time to do some self-reflection. What is going on with my life at this moment in time? What am I doing? How can I do it differently? Are there changes that I need to make in my life? Is there some relationships that are holding me back, that are holding me down, that don't bring positive outcomes in my life? Do I need to change those things? Do I need to change my job or whatever? Or do I need to do things on the job or in the relationship to make it better? Is this relationship, job, whatever, worth salvaging? If it is, then I need to look at myself. What am I doing? What do I need to do to bring a more positive outcome in my life? So like I said, this is a time of some great self-reflection. See what is going on with you. And giving. If you're in a period where just a rut, sometimes doing for others is an awesome thing, and it helps boost our level of joy inside of us when we give to others. Can I volunteer? Can I help somebody that I know is having a hard time? If it's Christmas and I'm eating by myself, are there some other friends who maybe don't have family or something in your town that you all can get together and bring that in as a time? Is there some people out in, you know, that I can do something for? Look at those things. Give to somebody else. It helps you give to somebody else. And then, you know, I just kind of want to talk about, as Christians, what should we do when we are feeling overwhelmed and stressed? Because I know sometimes we hear the, you know, we're children of God, and he did not put us on the earth plane to be living lack and depression. And that's easier said than done, so this is not a condemning word. But it is that you are a child of the Most High God. He is there for you. This is a good time to, as you know, and this is not you know, just saying it, just to be saying it. But sometimes it's a time of praising your way through. And there are there is this a time when you can look at your life and find the things that have brought you joy, and this is a time to look at what God has given you that you can be grateful for, listening, praying, contemplating on those things, thanking God. Praise your way through a situation when it's really tough. Think about all the times that he's brought you through situations that you didn't know how you were going to get out of, amen, right there, and how he brought you through. Because that's also a lesson in your faith, that even in this trial, when you think about all the other trials that he brought you through, why won't our good God bring you through yet another trial? Because he will. I'm here to tell you, there's been trials in my life, but when I think about what he's done for me and how he's brought me from A to Z, I have to say praise him, and I have to go into a praise about where he's brought me from. And know, and usually that brings me to a place that even in this place, even in this hard time, he yet, again, can bring me through that too. So just be mindful of that. I kind of want to go to Philippians 4, verse 4 through 10, and just read a little of that. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known, everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And then in verse 8, it says, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Well, there's a lot of power packed in that verse. It is not saying just be joyful for the sake of being joyful, but it's basically saying what I said. Rejoice in the Lord always. Even through that trial, if you can find that one spark to rejoice, just, Lord, I'm thanking you, because I know even in our prayers and supplications, when you say them in a way as in faith, I know you're going to bring me through this, and I'm going to praise you now for when you bring me through. Because that's in faith, knowing that whatever trial that you're going through at this moment is in this moment, and in the next, in the future, God is going to bring you through that. So that's a thing about faith. It's saying don't worry about anything, because our God, our Father, our Abba God will bring us through any trial situation. But we should be in prayer and supplication, making it known. This is a time to spend with God, to talk to God, and yet again, as I always say, to listen to God. Because if you're in a trial or you're in a place where you just don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to get through it, this is a time to listen. Pray, listen. Have a total communication process going on with you and God, where you're praying to him, you're asking him, you're laying it out before him, you're making affirmations, knowing in faith that you're going to get through this, and then you're listening to him, because the Holy Spirit, if you're in a tough place where you don't know what to do and how to do it, the Holy Spirit will lay out a plan of how to get through this situation. Trust me, it's happened to me again and again and again. I can't say it enough. We got to rely on the God in us. There's power in the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, the God, Spirit of God in you, take time to listen, to quietly meditate and listen to what God is telling you. He'll tell you how to get away, how to get out of the storm, how to walk on water to get through the storm. Trust me, he's done it again and again. And it said, let your request be made to God. Well, sometimes we don't have, you have not because we ask not. Are you? Make sure you ask God, show me how. Show me what you need me to do in this situation. What am I to learn in this situation? Always ask, what am I to learn in this situation? Because he'll show it to you. And God will give you peace about the situation. Even, you know, the day before, you might have been stressed out and worried, but when you say, Lord, I hand this situation over to you, I'm going to just give it to you with all of that. And he'll give you the answers of how to get you through. plus he'll give you a peace that passes all understanding about how to get through that situation. As I said, I'm speaking of this not as somebody who has not been through these things. That has someone who has gotten over, who's had to go to God again and again with these things and how to get through it. I kind of feel like another time, like I said, this is a time to be in faith, know that God can and He will. He will. He will get you through this. Honoring that your Heavenly Father will bring you through this trial in life. Like I said before, spend time listening and talking to Him, the whole conversation. And once He talks to you, heed His advice. What is He telling you to do? And that's your action plan. Step out on faith and do it. Get into His Word. His Word has answers. So get into His Word so that you can get the answer. And I do want to say that, and I think I've said it before, that sometimes this is a chronic condition, there can be some chemical imbalances and medical treatment. It may be necessary. There's nothing wrong with seeking the proper professional treatment. The other thing I want to talk about is look for the root of the cause. Sometimes in our society, we want to put a Band-Aid on situations, but really, just like, you got to get at the root of it. What is the root of your depression? And you got to look at yourself. Like I said, you got to look at the man in the mirror. This is the time to see, are you dealing with some unforgiveness? Depression is very much linked to anger and bitterness. Are you dealing with that? Then you need to really ask God and the Holy Spirit to show you where maybe you're harboring some unforgiveness, some anger, some bitterness. Ask God to show that to you. Once He shows you to you, ask for His forgiveness. Ask Him to help you to release that. Know that He is. Say affirming things. That, Father God, I know that You are releasing me. I forgive that person. I forgive myself for harboring this inside of me. I release him. And sometimes when you forgive, it's an action step. It may not feel like you've forgiven, but release whoever, the person, the situation, release them from those fingers that you're hurting on. A lot of times when you're holding on to unforgiveness, the person that you are hurting the most, it's not that other person, because most of the time they're going on about their lives and living. You are hurting yourself. You've held yourself in this activity, in this whole pattern. That's why you're not moving and it feels like you're stagnant. Until you release that person, know that you'll be released and set free also. So, you know, get to the root of the problem. And just before we end the program, just some tips, things. Avoid being alone. Like I said, help others. Sing. Music is great. Praise and give thanks. Samuel 16:14-23. Praise and give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Lean heavily on the power of God's word during this time. Rest confidently in the presence of God's Spirit. Hope in God. For He'll direct your path. He will. He'll give you the help. He'll bring the peace in your life that you need to have to help fight this. Again, I say just believe God and have faith that even in this trial that you'll get through it. I also want to say that, you know, Selah Ministries is a ministry that I have, and I offer soul talk sessions. And you can reach me through www.selah-ministries.com. You can leave a message, and I'll get back with you. Also, in this program, if you just need somebody to pray with you about the situation, we are always open for prayer, and you can leave a message, and I assure you that someone we'll get back with you to pray with you, myself or others, or every request that is ever sent here for prayer. Trust me, I pray for every person. So it will be done. And then once again, as I say on every show, you do not have a connection with Abba Father. And if you don't know God or have that relationship with God, Jesus Christ is not Lord of your life. Again, I invite this to be the time to make that connection. To know that God is and that He's real and that He can get you through any situation. He is the foundation of life and the way maker through difficult situations. So, you know, I just want to pray the prayer of faith that if somebody listening that don't know God and you want to have a personal relationship with Him, Father God, I believe in You. I open my heart to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I open my heart to Your love and Your wisdom. Lord, Father God, I want a change in my life, and I invite You into my life. And from this day forward, I have received You in my heart, received Your goodness, Your love, and Your mercy. I ask forgiveness for all my sins, and I know that the blood of Jesus has cleansed it away. I thank You for forgiveness, and I thank You, Lord, that You have made me one of Your beloved, one of Your children of God. So if you said that prayer with me and believed in faith that Jesus and Lord is Lord, I congratulate you that you are part of the family of the beloved God and the Father that we serve. And so it is. Once again, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to end with a little bit of music to end the show out, but I also want to say we have some upcoming shows that I'm very excited about for the month of January. I'll have some exciting guests, so I invite you to keep tuning in. Next week, we will have a visitor on the show who is a life coach. Her name is Lisa Scott, and we'll talk about life coaching and building your life by design. So I invite you to come and call in and listen to that show also. Remember, our guest call-in number is 760-695-1120. And remember, this is Soul in the City, where we inspire and everyone to go higher and higher in spirit, where we ask you to do some changing and reflecting in the city of your soul. So we're going to go out with a little music. Bless everyone. Goodbye. And be courageous. Be bold. Be beautiful. Be powerful. You're a child of the Most High God. Talk to you next week.